I am often asked how I began speaking. That person then either goes on to ask me why I'd want to do such a thing, or how they can get started themselves. In an attempt to kill two birds with one stone, I'm going to talk a little about both issues, how and why to begin speaking in public. I'll start with how, since I know I can answer that question. There are some great ways to start speaking, and the first thing to do is to find something where anyone is welcome and just try it. Bar camps, unconferences, lightning talks night, anything goes really. Local to me, there are about 4 bar camps a year and a couple of monthly meetups that will fit in pretty much any speaker that volunteers for a slot. A lot of them only accept Pecha Kucha style talks, where you take 20 slides and you deliver the talk with 20 seconds on each slide for a total of 6 minutes and 40 seconds. Anyone can talk out loud in front of people for 6.5 minutes. It's a great place to start. I still turn up to those events to hear other speakers and also to try out ideas for new talks. I figure if I can tell it in that space of time, I know my topic. Once you've figured out that you can talk in front of people without passing out, then it's time to look for some opportunities in your technical niche that you could speak at. A good place to start is your local user group, or if you are feeling brave and there is such a thing nearby, a regional conference. I organise a regional conference near to my home, and it's a great event to get new speakers into and see them start to grow. Then suddenly I'm seeing them listed as speakers at all sorts of events. Now you think you're ready, it's time to start submitting to some bigger events. Conferences usually have a call for papers, often many months in advance of the actual event, so keep an eye open for these. In the PHP community, the best place to look is phpdeveloper.org, the source of all PHP news. For specific events, there usually will be a mailing list to join or a Twitter account to follow to keep track of the dates. Before you submit, my advice is to read the announcement on the main conference site about the call for papers, and also read any information on the form itself. Usually you just submit, it's like a web form. So how long does your abstract need to be? Do you need to send a biography at this point as well? And how about a photo? Also check what the speaker package is like. Does it cover everything? And if not, can you realistically afford to go? Once you think you are ready, forget that, close the form, open your text editor. Put your abstract down on paper, polish it up, and send it to a trusted friend or colleague to review. When you think it is ready to submit, stop again. You need some more topics. Giving conference organisers a list of talks to choose from makes it more likely that they will find something that fits with their theme. And with a single talk, you run the risk of having someone better known or better qualified submit on the same topic, then you won't get accepted. I once asked an IRC channel how many talks the speakers submit to different conferences. It seems like between 4 and 8 per event is pretty typical. If you submit to a conference and are not accepted, contact the organisers for feedback. They may not have time to respond to everyone, but it is well worth asking. Feedback helps us improve. If you can attend the conference anyway, then go. Give the talk in the UNCON track if they have one. I spoke at unconferences when I was just beginning to speak, and it helped me to be accepted at other international conferences later on. As a conference organiser myself, I always have one eye on the unconference to see who is speaking there that I would like to see talk submissions from in the future. And keep submitting. There are all sorts of reasons for rejections. Travel costs, the timetable was already full, politics, all sorts of things. So please don't take no as you are not good enough. I actually hear quite often that people feel they aren't at the level of the speakers they see at conferences, as if the speakers there have some magical qualification. Now, the speakers are excellent, and some of them are my closest friends. But to say they are special is taking it a bit far. If you doubt your place, go and have a drink with the speakers you meet at the next PHP conference. They are normal, mostly. Which brings us to the why question. Why speak? There are lots of reasons why I speak, and when I asked others what motivates them, I got a wide range of responses. Different people are driven by different benefits, sometimes many of them for each speaker. There are some easy answers to this question though. For example, speaking is a great way to raise your profile. And if not your profile, then the profile of your product, project, service, or employer. Raising profile in the longer term is great if you are hoping to find a new job opportunity, a book deal, or really anything else. Personally, I find that speaking also raises my profile in the short term. There is always someone turning up to talk to me, ask a question, or generally say hello, even when I'm far from home and at an event where I don't know many people. Chatting with these newfound friends is great because often they'll talk about stuff I'm already passionate about. They know what that is because they just saw me talk about it on the stage. Being a speaker means showcasing your skills and knowledge, but also means you get to have those very geeky conversations with others interested in the same field. I have a rule at conferences that I only submit topics that I can imagine ranting about in the bar, so topics that I'm really passionate about. This might explain why some of my talks can be a bit ranty, but I love my topics and that comes across just as well on stage as in the bar. Sharing passions and teaching others is definitely a big motivator for a great many speakers. If I understand something, then I am more than happy to take the time to explain it to you as well. Doing this through speaking is much more efficient than trying to explain it many times in an on-demand fashion. And this way, I can help many people all in one go, and many again if the event is videoed. This is one reason why I don't find a bigger room any more scary than a small room. Me speaking in front of my slides actually scales much better than me sitting next to you and showing you how to code something. It does sound a bit weak and altruistic, but for a good proportion of the speakers I know, they are genuinely rewarded when they feel someone has taken something useful away from their session. A big motivator for me is that there are events that I can only get to if my expenses are paid for. And I only get that when I'm speaking. If you are a fan of travel, meeting people, and you have skills that are in demand by conference organisers, this is a great way to expand your horizons, meet new people, and generally see a bit more of the world. Joining the pool of available speakers also creates more competition for selection at these events, thereby raising the bar. Some of those speakers are looking distinctly crusty. Did I say that out loud? Fresh blood challenging for those slots can only make the events better for everyone. When I asked about what motivates speakers, one person replied simply, fear. That seems a bit extreme, although someone did tweet recently while I was speaking that he thought I was about to dive behind the curtains for cover. It can be a pretty scary experience. Speaking in public is a huge challenge to yourself and a definite step out of the comfort zone for most of us, at least initially. Pushing yourself to try new things and succeed at something like this is a great challenge, and I hope that some of you listening will rise to it. As for me, when I travel to an event as a speaker, there is one moment which blows me away every time. It's when I listen to the conversations of the leading lights of my industry at the speaker's dinner, and I realise that I have earned my place at that table.